flag for the Australian Republican movement. But the urgings of the Treasurer Wayne Swan and the opposition frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull haven't exactly tapped into a groundswell of support for change. Australian monarchists say they're quietly confident the status quo will remain, but others believe all the Republican movement needs is the right political leadership. Simon Fraser reports.
Wayne Swan and Malcolm Turnbull crossed the political divide today to launch a new collection of essays on why Australia should become a republic. But even they seem to know the book's not destined for the bestsellers list.
I think it's always a time to talk about the merits of having an Australian head of state. There's got to be the sense that this is an issue of the hour, and it isn't an issue of the hour for determination, at least for most Australians today. There's no point having another referendum that's going to be lost.
It's a far cry from the media coverage and public interest when Mr Turnbull led the Republican movement's bid for change in 1999. Australians voted decisively against change in that referendum, and the Republican movement hasn't recovered since. 14 years on, the head of Australians for Constitutional Monarchy, David Flint, admits he has little reason to feel threatened.
We haven't got tens of thousands of supporters out there in the electorate getting ready because there isn't any distinct threat on the horizon.
Professor Flint says opinion polls since show support for a republic has fallen rather than grown, and he's even more encouraged by the attitude of young people on the issue.
The record is there have been 9 attempts to have referendums on the same subject more than once, and every one of them have failed. I think the Australians, having once made up their mind, don't want to revisit the subject.
Peter Patmore is a law lecturer at the University of Melbourne and a Republican who's written on the subject. He admits it's a dead issue at the moment, but disagrees on why.
I think it's not a question of whether they care about it, but to what extent they're engaged by it. And I don't think they're engaged by the Republic issue at the moment because our political leaders haven't put it on the public agenda. If the Prime Minister was to say we will hold a referendum on a Republic, I think many, many people would be engaged in it.
The last time we had, obviously, a vote on this was when we had a monarchist as Prime Minister. How much difference does that make?
I think it makes a lot of difference. People take their cues from political leaders.
On that basis, Tony Abbott's strong support for the monarchy and position in the opinion polls would make a republic an even more remote possibility. Professor Flint isn't so sure.
I'm not persuaded that the personality of the Prime Minister or the leader of the opposition determines referendums. I think Australians are too canny for that. They're very careful in referendums.
David Flint from Australians for Constitutional Monarchy, ending that report from Simon Fraser. And that's all.